Hi there. The word for you today is touching Jesus. In Mark 5, verse 28, we read, "If I can just touch him, I will be healed." Mark records the story of a woman who'd hemorrhaged for 12 years and spent every penny she had on doctors, but to no avail. What Western culture discreetly refers to as a female condition had devastated this Jewish lady's life. You see, sexually, she couldn't touch her husband. Maternally, she couldn't have children. Domestically, whatever she touched was considered unclean. And spiritually, she couldn't go to God's house. She couldn't enter the temple. So, physically exhausted, socially ostracized, and spiritually depleted, here's what she said to herself: "If I can just touch Jesus, I'll be made whole." Do you know what her miracle started? When she thought about Jesus. But first, she had to get through the crowd that stood between her and him. And you will too. The crowd has its arguments and its reasons, but not one of them is worth missing Jesus for. When this woman finally got to Jesus, two wonderful things happened. First, she discovered that our faith gets Jesus' attention every time. Now, many people in the crowd that day must have brushed up against Jesus. Yet Mark records, knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, Jesus turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Hey, understand this. Jesus can tell the difference between the casual churchgoer and the truly hungry heart that pushes through the pain, the problems, and the pressures, touches him by faith. And number two, she's the only woman Jesus ever called daughter. Can you imagine how she felt? She probably couldn't remember when she'd last heard a kind word. So, you're not just a face in the crowd, and your problem is not too big for Jesus. Today, reach out in faith, touch him, and you too will be made whole.